Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to cover the Trump versus DeSantis quite a bit this hour just because I know how it's being set up, and I'll say that we are being set up. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Anybody entering the race right now against Trump, to me, is an enemy of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. There's just no reason to do it. But I'm not going to focus on that right now. I will say this. DeSantis' campaign reminds me a little bit of that of Scott Walker's. Governor of Wisconsin did a great job turning that state around to make it red and seemed to believe that he was destined to be the next president when he ran. It was a pretty big field. Accomplished people, including Jeb Bush and others. This was 2016. And he crashed and burned. It fizzled very quickly. And I don't remember the details. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it matters. Here's what I will tell you, though. I look at DeSantis' rollout, and I think to myself, big mistake. And I'm looking at the differences between Trump and DeSantis. And on the surface, DeSantis looks good. Certainly on COVID, he looks very good. And he can use that. But you get beyond that, and you start parsing him, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to make the case that he's better at something than Donald Trump. And we'll get into the whole stuff around foreign policy, because DeSantis made some pretty big foreign policy blunders, in my opinion. He can overcome them, but these are not blunders Trump's going to make. And when it gets into that type of discussion, as clumsy as Trump can be with language, I think he's going to be able to score a lot of points with DeSantis. Kevin Jackson again is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I think DeSantis will have trouble finding his footing once he gets truly engaged with Trump. Now, if he's gotten some platitudes, somebody's writing some things for him that make him appear witty. So he's loaded with some things like that. But he hasn't faced a foe like Trump. Now, to his credit, Trump hasn't faced a foe like DeSantis. I think DeSantis is a good campaigner. He shifts good, you know, pivots on strategy very, very well. One of my friends worked with him when he was running for governor and barely beat Gillum. And my buddy, they got out the black vote, the women vote. They did some miraculous stuff. And DeSantis had to pivot in order to make sure he could beat this guy Gillum, who it turns out was a pretty weird dude, to say the least. But DeSantis won, and he's got bragging rights on. He wins his races. He does. But I think that what DeSantis may find himself doing wrong, and again, folks, I'm no better at the speculation here than you are. I don't want to pretend to be an expert here, but I'm giving you some pretty expert opinion. DeSantis is going to have to be very careful that he doesn't so align himself with the elitist of the Republican Party that he can't win the grassroots. Elitists can get you money, but they can't necessarily get you votes. Now, maybe they've got something where they work it out with the Democrats and say, look, we gave you guys a clown last time. At least you can do is give us DeSantis. And the Democrats all agree. And, you know, the ruse continues that our vote matters. But that may be one way they could get him in. But on his own, he stumbles a lot. And Trump would get him. Trump would snakebite him. I want to go into this poll. A new poll from Rich Barris of Big Data shows that former President Trump is not only the GOP frontrunner for the 2020 nomination nationally, but even leads DeSantis in his home state of Florida. Does that surprise you? because I'll be honest with you, I'm not surprised. And I don't understand why I'm not surprised. DeSantis has done a good job in Florida. When you go to Florida, they talk about him. When you go elsewhere, they talk about him and what he's done in Florida. And yet, with all of the big full court press on Donald Trump, negative this, negative, 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 and all the money and the backing and the things that have gone into to DeSantis, he comes out of the blocks stumbling. And he can't win his own state of Florida. I don't think he could. Now, I'm not a Floridian. And I do know some people in Florida who do support DeSantis. So I don't know how, you know, is this good polling or not? Maybe it's Trump's own polling that he's purporting here. But I don't think DeSantis can beat Trump in Florida. They said Trump holds a 52.2% of likely voters in the Sunshine State, while sitting governor has a 20% is it 20% less at 32.6%. So Trump is almost ahead of DeSantis by 20 points in his own state, where DeSantis is considered God. They in the same article they talk about Mike Pence joining the. And he's getting 2.4% of the vote, while Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, Asa Hutchinson's, Chris Christie, all come in below that. Those who were unsure or had no opinion were at 3.1%. So all these other people are coming in below the 2.4% that Pence was in, and this was prior to Pence announcing. And now that Pence has announced, I'm going to make you a bet. He won't go up 2 points. They're all going to be hovering down in this lower level. And I come back to, what do they want to accomplish? What do they expect? Now, you've heard my views on it. I think they've all been paid off. I think all of them were hired to jump into the race, make it appear as though nobody wants Donald Trump. High-ranking people, his own people, his VP, his UN ambassador, and so on, didn't want him. What are we going to do with him? You can't possibly want him if they don't want him. And I think it's going to backfire. They give you the stats. Poll was conducted with 1,236 primary voters from May 31st to June the 2nd. 507 of them were Republicans, while 500 were Democrats. Interesting. Those are interesting numbers to me. I'd be curious how the Democrat breakout was in some of this data. We'll see soon enough. A lot to talk about today, folks. I'm going to talk more about Trump versus DeSantis because I think we need to explore this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ron DeSantis is a young man who is not doing well against me in the polls, to put it mildly. I believe that if he decides to run for president, which will only hurt and somewhat divide the Republican Party, which we don't need, he will lose the cherished and massive MAGA vote and never be able to successfully run for office again. I believe that. If he remains governor, which is what Florida voters assumed he would do, it would be a whole different story. Just saying. But who knows?
That was Donald Trump, of course, saying to Ron DeSantis, you shouldn't run, but DeSantis has already declared, so he's in the race. But Donald Trump said something very profound before DeSantis entered the race. He said if DeSantis enters the race, he will divide the Republican Party. Now, I will tell you, everywhere I go, there's at least one person when we're talking about Trump that will say this. Well, Kevin, don't you think that Donald Trump, if he's upset, he could divide the party and he could possibly go as an independent or whatever? And I think to myself, he's not going to go as an independent. He's declared himself a Republican. They said that that's what he would do the first time he ran. He didn't do it. He ran as a Republican. He's got the largest voting block of people in the Republican Party so far, and I don't think he's going to lose it. But here's what I don't hear. Ron DeSantis will divide the party. What is he doing to the party? What did any of the people who declare do to the Republican Party? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is a very simple thing here. Ron DeSantis weakened the Republican Party. So did everybody who's declared. I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. Why would you do it? If you look at Trump's record, there's no reason to get into this race, particularly when you compare it to Joe Biden. You'll notice not that many people have declared against Joe Biden. Do you think it's because he's done such a stellar job? You think it's because he's youthful and full of energy and people are like, oh, he's untouchable. Look at his record. And yet, you have a guy who's accomplished and everybody's jumping in. See, I don't know how you think, but here's how I think. When I see Oppositeville and I go, that doesn't make sense, it tells me something. It tells me there's a deeper issue. And what is that deeper issue? Well, I believe that deeper issue is that the Republicans, who are part of the Uniparty, do not want Donald Trump back in because they realize what he will now be capable of delivering. And I believe, in my heart of hearts, that the Republicans that don't like Trump fight harder against him than the Democrats do. I'll tell you another thing I think, that the Republicans that don't like Trump would happily vote for the Democrats if Trump is the nominee, which begs the question, are they really Republicans? Let's say it was Joe Biden again, and you knew what he was going to deliver. Let's say it's Kamala Harris. Let's say it's, I don't know, Gavin Newsom. Would you vote for them? There is a contingent of so-called Republicans and conservatives who would. And I will tell you, it's not just so-called. They aren't. Republicans are conservatives. Anyone who would vote for more of what we just got needs their butt kicked. Well, there's going to be a battle royale brewing, needless to say. Trump warned DeSantis. He says he's going to lose the MAGA vote. It will further split the party. I agree. I'll vote for whoever wins. But I will tell you, I'm getting close to where I'm saying I'm not going to. I'm not going to reward the Republicans when they are working against each other. And this is why there's a struggle right now all over the country for Republicans to get donors. Nobody wants to work with them. I can't speak for everywhere in the country, but I will tell you this. Here in Arizona, I don't think the Republicans can pay their bills. I think until... Here's what gets me. Why wouldn't the Republican leadership, the establishment Republicans, just say, you know what? Trump has a huge swath of people. He is, you know, he's the de facto leader here. And why don't they just support him? Wouldn't that make more sense? So you have to ask yourself, well, why don't they do it? And it's a simple answer. Trump can ruin everything that they've worked for. Now, what have they worked for? Power and money. Thomas Sowell made it the best statement ever. He says, don't try to get between a man and his money. If the way he makes a living is a particular way, don't do anything to disrupt that. You do that and you do it at your own peril. What would you do if someone was sabotaging your job? I know this. I'd be ready to go to blows. So we're sabotaging their jobs. But the problem is they're in public service. So they should be prepared for that. But they don't like it. And they're never going to like it. So don't ever think they're going to get comfortable with this. And this is why there has to be a wholesale remake of the political system. And the one guy who can do that is Donald Trump. Everybody else is sold out. And I said it the other day. I said, when you have a guy who came up through the ranks of business, school of hard knocks, no silver spoons, filed bankruptcy, you know, had to play the game, understand the politics of it, donates enough to stay in the mix, but not enough to be a huge player. But then builds his brand where people go, okay, I can make money just being around the brand, which that is what Trump did. So now you have this accomplished, thick-skinned guy who's using leftist tactics because Trump's saying, I'm going to keep you close but not let you get too close. I mean, everything he's done, I don't mean it in a bad way either. He's using leftist tactics to fool these politicians into what he's been able to accomplish. And they can't play by the rule book with him because he thwarts them at every turn. He owns his scandals. You don't do that. When they start a scandal about you, you're supposed to disappear into the woodwork. Not Trump. He's like, I don't care. Start the scandal. Talk some smack, man. Bring it. He went into the belly of the beast on CNN. I talked about that the other day. People were like, what's he doing? You know, he shouldn't be there. Shouldn't you do that on Fox? He essentially says to Fox, I don't need you anymore. I'm going to go do it my own way. And he's changing his strategy. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to go into it, but I can sense it. He's changing his strategy. Not dramatically, he's tweaking it. And it really vexes the Uniparty. He's far less predictable.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Very, very sharp partisan lines in the hours since word came that former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Miami. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells the Hugh Hewitt Show,
I had hoped the DOJ would see its way clear to resolve this without an indictment. I think this is going to be terribly divisive for the country.
While former Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill recalls the famous phrase from the Watergate scandal, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
It wasn't him walking with those documents. It's how he handled it after the fact.
Air quality levels are improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. The smoke from Canadian wildfires shut down a lot of activity this week, but a wind shift is helping clear things out. Ukraine says it's intercepted a phone call that proves Russia blew up that dam in the southeast, saying Russia wanted to blackmail Ukraine by creating the environmental disaster. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You ever regretted voting for a candidate? I have, and it's funny because some of them I've regretted voting for because I've discovered who they are. Actually, all of them, that's why you obviously would change your mind. But I know there's a deeper reason behind some that make it even worse. I know you're going, Kevin, how could it get any worse? Well, it can. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So I'll give you an example. I've openly said I'm glad that Romney didn't win. I wanted the guy. We would have been on a slow boil. I'm glad he didn't win. Most people agree. In 2008, I wanted McCain. Anybody but Barack Obama. So, 2008, McCain. 2012, Romney. Got it? And why did I do it? Political ideology. Strictly. Let's go back farther. George Bush in 2000. Obviously a much better candidate than Al Gore. But was he the best candidate? Absolutely not. Why did I vote for him? Pure, unadulterated ideology. He's a Republican. I knew he was better than Al Gore, but was he really? And if he was, how much better? And now, look at those three people. Bush, McCain, and Romney. And ask yourself, were we better off with any of them? The short answer is, absolutely not. I'll go farther. When Trump was running, he wasn't my first choice. I would have rather seen Rand Paul or Ted Cruz. They seemed much more balanced. Ted Cruz kind of lost it in the end. Rand kind of shrunk up on himself. He started out pretty big and he shrunk up on himself. And maybe you had a different candidate. But when it was all said and done, the guy that I didn't want, it ended up being better. I'll tell you this. The guy that I didn't want in terms of Obama ended up being better for us as a whole, not as a country, but to help the conservative movement is Barack Obama. He turned out better because he validated everything that we thought about when you do an affirmative action president. But I'm going to tell you, it doesn't feel good to feel like you get snowed, that you chose the ideology, and the ideology let you down. In our case, conservatism. We didn't pick conservatives. We picked Republicans. And they were rhinos at best. We didn't pick conservatives. But what about the other reasons? You know, did you just think your candidate's better and you get snowed? Maybe it wasn't in a presidential race. Maybe you worked on another campaign and you thought, wow, I really believed in this guy, but now I don't. Don't you feel horrible? You feel like, man, I should be better. I should be able to spot it. I'm looking at what's going on with Trump. And we're going to get back to the DeSantis stuff here in a bit. But it cracks me up. How they want to demonize this guy. And we get Chris Christie, who declared, and I'm going to tell you, I want to just play Greg Kelly on Newsmax. I'm going to play him talking about Chris Christie declaring, and we'll discuss it after that, because I don't know what else to add to it. Here's Greg Kelly.
Chris Christie running for president. LOL. That's my response. I'm sorry.
Agree.
I do not take him or his presidential candidacy seriously,
me
but
either.
He did make it official.
That I can't guarantee you success.
Yeah, you can't.
In what I'm about to do.
Yep.
But I guarantee you.
What? What, Chris?
That at the end of it,
Krispy
you will have no doubt in your mind who I am.
Krispy Kreme?
And what I stand for. And whether I deserve it.
Krispy Kreme, Christie.
And that's why I came back to New Hampshire to tell all of you that I intend to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States in 2024, and I want your support.
Wow. Worst announcement I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
Back to the camera for half of it. And his hands were in his pockets. His hands. You make a decision like that. You make a statement like that with your hands in your pockets. Dead on arrival. He was obnoxious as hell, by the way. Excuse me.
He was.
Now we have pretenders all around us.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Who want to tell you, pick me. Because I'm kind of like what you picked before. But not quite as crazy. But I don't want to say his name. Because for these other pretenders, he is, for those of you who read the Harry Potter books, like Voldemort.
It's not funny. The crowd is not digging him. And he's just taking too long to not say all that much.
Very true.
One more?
The person I am talking about, who is obsessed with the mirror, who never admits a mistake, who never admits a fault, and who always finds someone else and something else to blame for whatever goes wrong, but finds every reason to take credit for anything that goes right.
Joe Biden
is Donald Trump.
You know what? We saw him fight for us. We saw him do what no other president has ever done before. Actually live up to the stuff he was saying when he was campaigning. You guys, you career politicians, you blow us off all the time. All right?
So it's going to backfire on him.
Don't even try. Anyway, he's trying. What are you going to do? What did I want to say about him? Throughout the event, he's wagging his finger at people. Who talks like this? He's like a bad coach or something like that. Like he's angry at them, you know, scolding them.
It was a terrible
so full of himself.
Declaration.
What did they do? He talked about how he talked down Marco, little Marco on stage. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody remembers. I do remember, though, how he hugged Obama and dissed Mitt Romney.
He's talking about Christie.
You know, it's one thing to hug Obama because you're in the middle of a storm or whatever, but he went out of his way to diss Mitt Romney. And back then, I wanted Mitt Romney to win. It was 2012. It was him or Obama, and he tried to trip up Mitt Romney. Bad guy, because he wanted him to lose. People forget this, but in 2011, there was like a draft Chris Christie movement. Headline after headline, people begging Chris Christie to run for president. President,
yep.
And he was all over it, but
had a few
incident. Issues, possibly in terms of his background, that kept him from making the plunge.
Well, and he's too fat, too.
And for a guy to talk that way about Donald Trump, who tried to help Donald Trump get ready for the 2020 debate,
right?
Here he is with Rudy Giuliani. That's in September of 2020. When did he have this big epiphany about Donald Trump? He tried to, he helped to get him elected. Did he really, or was he trying to sabotage him? Anyway, not happening, Chris. Sorry.
So I got to tell you, when I listen to and go back in retrospect, and again, he was helping Trump. as Greg Kelly pointed out, he wasn't helping him. And this is where I fault Trump. Why would you bring a guy like that into your inner circle? You're, at this point, you are in a war. And he's got a guy who doesn't care about him in his inner circle. Now, maybe he did care about him, because here's what I say. You know, Christie's criticizing all the other candidates. He's the only one who's going to give you the truth, the raw truth, and nothing but the truth. But I will say that if Christie thinks that there's some separation between him and the others, I'd like to see it. Christie's going to have a difficult time reconciling how he could work so closely with President Trump and then abandon him. And I'm convinced that all that you're witnessing here is some big money person has gone to every single one of the people in Trump's campaigns and in his inner circle, and they said, if you'll run, we'll fund it. You don't have to worry about winning. You just do. You get in the race. Don't worry about winning or losing. We'll fund you. Keep you going as long as we can. Just get in. Because the idea is, if Trump has 40 people running against him, even if they all get 20% together, can't even get a half a percentage point, look at all the people that went against him. There's a thing floating around, and we touched on it. And here's what they said. The prospect of a Trump-Biden rematch in 2024 has a surprising number of voters considering casting their ballots for a third-party candidate, according to a new poll. Now, this is the News Nation DDHQ, Decision Desk Headquarters poll. A stunning 49% of Americans would consider voting for a third-party presidential candidate if the 2024 election pits Biden against Trump, according to this poll. 1,000 registered voters. You believe it? Because I don't. I'll tell you this. Here's the only thing that would make me believe. I mean, I don't believe it, but I'm saying, if you take Biden out and say Trump versus insert another Democrat here, would that number be the same? Or would I think more people are turned off about Joe Biden than they are about Donald Trump. I'd be willing to put my money in a poll on that. What do you think? Just ad hoc poll. What do you think? Parsing the numbers, 23.38% of voters said they would very likely consider the option, along with 25.67% who said they were somewhat likely. We'll talk a little bit more when we get back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So what are your thoughts, folks? You think half the country would not vote if Trump were to repeat against Biden? I can tell you this, if Biden is their candidate, we might as well not vote because there is no rule of law. If you let this clown run for office again, I mean, this dude who has, I mean, you think he was bad two to three years ago. Wait till another election cycle comes up. You want to talk about dementia? There is no way, and this is a Newsmax poll, there is no way that half this country would not vote. I'm talking about voting people would not vote because it's Trump versus Biden. All that means is the Democrats lose in another landslide. That's all it means. They have to have the numbers. In order to make the algorithm work, they have to have the numbers. So they have to pretend that all these people just flooded the polls. They're going to have a tough time doing that. So, and they were breaking it down. Oh, 24% said they were more likely not to vote. 25% were somewhat likely not to vote. So it's not a straight up 49%. But if they broke it out by party, are you more likely to vote if it's Trump? Or are you more likely to vote if it's Biden? I will bet you money. The Democrats lose that bet. They lose in those numbers so overwhelmingly, they would never want to poll that. Again, welcome, Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I said earlier that DeSantis' campaign reminds me of Scott Walker because it's a little bit like, I deserve this. And I'm thinking, yeah, you might, Ron, but you probably ought to get in line behind that guy that deserves his second chance, deserves his second administration, his second tour, if you will. And that's Donald Trump. We'll get to some of that in a bit. Because I just don't... I mean, I don't care if people think I'm a homer, but I think I can talk you out of believing that I'm just Mr. Pro-Trump, because I'm not. I just asked this question. Is DeSantis ready for prime time? Is he prepared for the deep dive that people are going to take into his life and his career? I played a clip from Larry... Was it Kudlow or Sabato? I forget. But anyway, he said, DeSantis blew it. He blew it in Japan. He blew it in the UK. He's blowing it here. He gets asked questions, and he's trying to be, you know, charismatic and more upbeat because he's kind of a serious guy. And I don't think it's working for him. And here's the problem. This is what happens with every political candidate. I've worked on many, many candidacies, folks. Governors and senators mostly, and a couple of congressional. And here's what happens to almost every candidate. You ready? They change them. These guys come in, they're leaders. They're business owners, former military in some cases, worked in government, you know, judges, lawyers. I mean, they come from very accomplished backgrounds. They understand it's going to cost me some money to do this. So long story short, the first thing that happens is they say, you know what, you're going to have to change. They don't build the campaign around the candidate. They make the candidate meld itself around the campaign. And that's when it's the kiss of death. If you're the type of person that's direct and to the point, you say, here's where I am, they go, well, listen, your language with that is... And we've tested the way you should say illegals, and let's call them undocumented. We've tested this. We've tested that. You know what they're testing? They're testing your ability to determine, are you going to be yourself or are you going to get remade? And let me tell you, if you get remade, you're not going to know who you are. And you want to know what the public will do? They will smell the blood in the water. They're like sharks. They're going to go, this guy doesn't even believe what he's saying. Look, I know that Florida is a big deal in U.S. politics. Okay. It's one of the states that didn't lock down. I benefited because I went and went, wow, civilization does still exist. It's not the zombie apocalypse that it was in the majority of other states. But does Florida's statewide politics trump the national level? It did with COVID. I'll give DeSantis that. It did with COVID. With the Wu flu made Florida put it on the map because DeSantis was like, we're not shutting down. We're not doing this. He bucked the system. Now, there are those among that are out there that will say, Kevin, he didn't buck the system. People dragged him kicking and screaming. I have a friend that said that. I looked it up, and it was true. He wasn't for opening the place. But when it looked good for expediency, political expediency, he did it. I love what Floridians have accomplished. I do. But I'm going to tell you, it's Floridians. It isn't just their governor. There are some hardworking Floridians that made that state turn red. And I'll give the guy credit who's in the seat. I told somebody this not long ago. Jeb Bush, on paper, was a good governor. But Florida governed itself. The good people said, nope, not on my watch. And all Jed did was go, okay, you're right, okay, all right, I can be reasoned with, no problem. I love what Floridians have accomplished. I think the people did this. It wasn't just DeSantis. And in fact, I've got enough evidence to believe now that DeSantis isn't all that he was cracked up to be to me, and that's okay. But here's what's not okay. If I support him again while we have a real warrior, it would be shame on me. Trump can actually point to the things that he did. That's why I'm laughing at this Chris Christie opening. The Donald Trump, he doesn't want to admit anything. He won't tell you that he's lying. He wasn't going to tell you that he got anything wrong. I mean, this is the guy you don't want to be putting your faith in. Well, I don't know what all that other stuff you said, but I'll tell you this. When he was president, I was enjoying it. I was enjoying this country. Yeah, did he agree with everything? Heck no. There were policy positions Trump took that would left me scratching my head. Worked out, maybe. So, I've done a very small amount of digging on DeSantis. He came to many of his positions kicking and screaming, people having to drag him there. But then, when the results turned out good, he was ready to take credit. Now, he did change his mind. Somebody changed it for him, and then if something good comes out of that, then great, maybe he should take credit. But I'd kind of like him to be the originator of the ideas. Trump came out recently, he says, I can end the war with Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia in a day. He says, in a day. Well, what would it be, Mr. Former President? He says, I'm not going to tell you, but I can do it in a day. I believe him. Do you think anybody else could end that war in a day? I don't believe it. I don't believe there another person exists that could do that. I like that DeSantis is a scrapper. I do. But alarms are going off on the big money people who support him. And my question is, can he win the grassroots? I don't think he can. I don't think DeSantis can win the grassroots. A lot of us, as I said, I will vote for the person that comes out of the arena. But I don't think a lot of people feel that way. And this could be, well, Kevin, you're sort of waging your argument, you know, against Trump, you know, for why people don't like Trump. Maybe so. But I think Trump's a lot more liked than he is disliked. So DeSantis did it with Gillum, right? He beat him. A target made more difficult than it should have been, in my opinion, because Gillum was so flawed. I'm saying to myself, why didn't you beat this guy by 250,000 votes? It was razor thin. I'm talking about, I don't remember exactly, but it was hundreds or low, low thousands. It wasn't easy. So where was the opposition research on Gillum? How did he become so formidable? And Ron DeSantis is having to figure out how to beat this guy. And I had a friend of mine, his name is... Jackson. I can't think of his name. Anyway, he's a buddy of mine up in D.C. He worked on DeSantis' campaign, and he was reporting in telling me, Kev, we got it. You know, we are pulling out all the stops. We're in the black neighborhoods, messaging, megaphones, whatever. And I think DeSantis won by literally a few thousand votes. It wasn't many, not for a statewide election. I don't have time to play the Larry Sabato clip. I thought we had played it earlier, but we didn't, apparently. But he really goes after DeSantis. Maybe we can we'll do it another time for sure. Maybe we'll do, I don't know if we're going to do it in the next hour, but we'll take a look into it. So again, I do believe that I'm being heavy-handed to some degree on letting Trump serve a rightful second term. So I stand by that. But as I said, if DeSantis manages to win, as much as I don't want that to happen, but for the reason stated, not because he's not a good guy, if he happens to win, I'll support him. And the same is true for Trump, and I believe many people feel as I do.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.